This is DJ Shadow, and you're tuned into WMNF 88.5 Tampa.
Welcome back.
Yeah, man, how you doing?
Come on,
you good?
Come on. I know you like that.
Yeah,
I know you like that.
How long you been back, man?
Welcome back to the Urban Cafe on WMNF 88.5. This is your host, Joshua, and we got Coach Don in the studio, Don Scott Jr. on the phone, and our guest for our monthly mental health segment, Dr. Marquita Wills. Doctor, how you doing?
Doing good. Hello, everybody.
great. I love the energy. And so we've been talking about how to manage the holiday blues, and, you know, we talked about creating new traditions, you know, I think we're almost forced to create new traditions in many sense because we won't be seeing family members. And so one other thing is if you have the financial means, and I don't know about this, Dr. Marquita, you said we talked about how the holiday blues is specifically more fervent around the meal, right? Not being able to have a meal with your loved ones, right? Specifically that action.
Yeah.
So, you know, I know that there are some options out there, if you can, to purchase a meal, right? Mm-hmm. I know even Walmart put out a Walmart worked with various other food companies. And if you purchase there's like 9 products, specific products that if you purchase, you get a 100% rebate on those products. So essentially your Thanksgiving meal is free. And so look for those deals out there. There's local restaurants that are putting together packages for Thanksgiving because thinking that, you know, typically, at least I know this is how it works in our family, like each family member is basically in charge of a specific plate, right? So you're not going to have that anymore. So, you know, if you can maybe just, you know, buy a package from a local restaurant, so you're supporting a local business while at the same time ensuring that you have all the fixings that you typically enjoy on a Thanksgiving. I'm just putting that out there for our listeners to kind of think outside the box when it comes to solutions related to the Thanksgiving meal.
No, that's great. That's great. And I heard of one family that was going to be doing a drive-by potluck for that very reason. You know, it's to stay connected and so that everybody can sort of share the meal still and share the expenses of the meal. And they were going to do a drive-by potluck for that very reason, too. So, yeah, you're spot on there, Josh.
That's great.
With creative ways to manage during this sort of bizarre holiday season that we're all going through.
For sure. And we talked briefly, I want to talk about managing grief, right? So we have an email actually from one of our listeners, Robin, who's been emailing us this morning. And Robin was very honest and open. She says that both her parents passed away earlier this year. And she was very close to her parents and she has a lot of sadness. And so she meditates a lot, and she's in nature. She does exercise to kind of manage that sadness. And so, what suggestions do you have, Dr. Wills, for people who have lost family members in the past year since the last holiday?
Yeah, so that's really where we generally see people having the hardest time with the holidays, as if. If either A, this is their first holiday, dealing with